you can do that even with your eyes shut. But you certainly don't need a phone to do that. I think that they still call it a phone is pretty hilarious. I can't imagine talking on it to somebody. But I guess that's its origin, maybe, was as a phone. But it's really not that. And no one wants to really call it what it is. God. No, is it God? I don't know. Pocket God. I have a little pocket.
Hey, I'm with you all the time.
Hey, Pocket God.
Yeah, you called me.
All right, I did. It's so good to be with you, and I'm glad you're here.
I'm here to serve.
Is there... So, should I pray to you or just look down into my pocket and whisper?
You can do whatever you want. I'm not going to do anything.
Why is that?
I'm not a real god. I'm a spirit or something. I'm a little monster.
Pocket monster.
Pokemon.
No, you're not that, but you're a Pokagog. And that's okay, little pocket god. What are you up to recently?
Well, I was thinking of hooking up with Freddy the Flute.
Freddy the Flute. Is that from H.R. Puffin stuff?
Yeah.
Is the flute Freddy? Or?
I think so.
And you're both pocket dwellers.
We both live in pockets. So I was thinking, split the rent.
So you were going to jump over to Freddy's... Are they all named Freddy? Was the character?
I don't know, man. Move on.
I will move on with you. Let's move together. Shall we? Should we all get a... Let's all get a place together. Everybody who's listening. I'm not saying don't donate to the radio station this year, but let's take that money and let's buy a place. I don't even probably know. I probably can't do that. It's not enough. We could rent something. We couldn't rent for what is pledged to my show, and it feels generous. We could not rent a mega yacht for the day. Isn't that interesting? So I think that I don't know whether that's matters to you. It doesn't to me. But that you could keep a radio station afloat for something that, and you can't a mega yacht for the same amount of money. I don't know. I don't know why you'd need one. Not a radio station. I know why we need one of those. And I know that this is not the pledge pitching and everything. I'm just feeling very thankful today that we have something like this that comes together. It's not exactly like TV. Radio isn't. It was here before. And it'll be here after TV is gone. Once we can't transmit pictures, we'll still have our crystal sets in the future. Except the crystals will be made up of the remains of the humans who used to be here, who were annihilated in the great Chiron Globlex of Fumtinundabum. And that was a terrible thing that happened in the future. But some of us will survive, and we'll have... primitive radios. And we'll have shows like this, and we'll be able to visit together and hear each other's magical voices and listen to music.
I'm glad we got out of there, but this ghostly wasteland doesn't look any safer.
Speaking of ghostly, do you see that army of spooky specters headed at us?
Those glowing ghostly figures assembling in the mist?
Yeah, those ones.
Well, there sure is nowhere left to run.
I'm tired of running anyway. I guess it's time for some phantom fighting.
Fighting an army of soulless dead isn't that much different from fighting an army of soulless living.
I hope you're right.
The Fishing Trip by Coach Franks. I saw the one that got away. It was the biggest fish that day. It bent my rod almost in half. I felt like a flag that was at It's on its mast at the half staff. I baited the hook. I looked inside the lake and saw the fish. It came to me in a dream. It's what I always wished to have. I felt it tug. I set the hook. The fish, it went to jump. It jumped and jumped and jumped and jumped and jumped and jumped and jumped. I brought it in upon the shore. It flopped upon the sand. I heard and then a distant sound like a tiny marching band. They play for me, the fishy said. That is my funeral song. Everything was going fine until it all went wrong. You see, you pulled me from the water where I was lacking it a lot. And now you have me here and will cook me inside a pot. The end. I don't know what happened after that. Here, I'll tell you what. I'm sorry we had a substitute there. Coach Frank was... Thank you, Coach Frank.
Whatever.
Came in the last minute because I had an allergic reaction to a whole pint of whiskey. No, I'm joking. I was fine. I just didn't want to come in. You know how some days you don't? I don't want to come in. And then I think that every day. And then you don't. I'm not going to come in anymore. It's liberating. Like jumping into the ocean off your cruise ship. So I'm free of that. Safety of that stupid cruise ship. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, my friends. You are listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy Wadd, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, and online, WFMU.org. Oh, thank you for joining me so much, and I will see you again in the next week.
Twins' name was Ebony. Her name was Mahogany. 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 Twins' name was Ebony.
mystic flashes I often find. Like a butterfly, your thoughts come through. Midnight magic floods my mind.
He's mine. You may have had him once, but I got him all the time.
Yeah, let's give it up. Come on. Show him some love. Show him some love. Oh, ladies, I got to give y'all a dap on that. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Let me ask you a question. First, let's get everybody's name.
I'm Stephanie.
Monica.
Now, how did you come up with the name Smoking Sex? I got to get in for me.
That's
you know,
right.
You want to grab it?
Thank you. It's an individual.
Thank you.
silly of me to think that I could ever have you for my God. How I love you. How I want you. And silly of me to think that you could ever really want me to. How I love you.
said I needed him. I said I wanted him. And he made a fool out of me. And all I can say is silly, silly of me. Love can be a hurting thing, can't it? That's all right. I will see him. Well, I am. He said you got to be free. Okay. 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 Okay.
shouting. Gates West. I think they ready 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 shouting.
Shorty, wait a minute, can I
slide to the left, I slide to the right,
hold up, shorty, wait a minute, can I like her?
I was standing. Tune to Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. This evening on WFMU, my name is Kevin Nutt. That was the great Marion Williams, Packing Up. Please join us on the message board, especially tonight, since we have our second part interview, guest DJ, with Mr. Anthony Halbert. We will have links and visuals, web addresses that Anthony speaks about throughout the interview. Please check in on that and just say, hey, let us know you're here and enjoying yourself, what you think of the show. And once again, want to welcome Anthony to Sinner's Crossroads. Talk a little bit about the selection we just heard.
That's Marion with the famous Ward Singers at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1957. A few years later, around 63, 64, I was then a 23-year-old, my fourth year at Harvard Graduate School, and Joe Boyd, whom I knew from Harvard, had recommended me to John Hammond, the great producer, maybe the greatest record producer, the man who was the last to record Bessie Smith and the first to record Billie Holiday, Aretha, Bob Dylan, and Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
And he told me that gospel was actually his favorite music. And he also said that although Mahalia was so famous for the 1958 Jazz on a Summer's Day concert, and John, by the way, was the man who brought Mahalia to Chicago, because he brought Mahalia to Columbia Records, John
yes.
said that the best Mahalia was 1957. Because Marion Williams had sung so hard with the Ward Singers that Mahalia had to sing hard, had to work, as she, normally she didn't have to before a white audience. Well, that really got to me. And he told me that maybe in 1964. In 2014 or 15, and you know how many years later, on my little label, I was able to release Marion singing those songs, and a couple of years later, I was able to release Mahalia's performance at the Newport Festival. In the case of Marion George Wien, whom I knew because I produced a couple of concerts for the Newport Festival, he gave me no sweat. In the case of Mahalia, I had to negotiate with her relatives, which I did, and wound up even paying their lawyer's fee. But all of that relates to that Packing Up. And one thing I think is worth noting, Little Richard often acknowledged Marion's inspiration. When I met Little Richard in 1961 at one of her concerts, I was startled, and he said, oh, I've been singing like her for years. She know it. She my heart. And 32 years later, when I was lucky enough to produce Marion myself, and she won the MacArthur Genius and Kennedy Center Award, mm-hmm. Little Richard and Aretha sang for her. And wow. there I had a chance to reunite with both of them. But what's really interesting about Packing Up is not merely her how she inspires Little Richard, but Jimi Hendrix, you may know, started working with Little Richard.
Yeah.
And Jimi Hendrix said,